From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for May the 20th, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that crews from half a dozen fire companies battled a blaze on Monday at a building in Catskill. The building was reportedly under renovation. The fire blanketed the village in smoke and closed the main traffic arteries. No injuries were reported. It is unclear if anyone was in the building at the time of the fire. The structure is located at 609 Main Street next to Tatiana's Italian Restaurant. A sign on the exterior of the building indicated the business under renovation was called Safkori's Room, a restaurant, lounge, and music venue. It has been called a total loss. The cause of the fire so far is unknown. Catskill Assistant Fire Chief Ed Dolan said the Greene County Cause and Origin Investigation Team has been called in. That's a story that you'll find in today's Daily Mail. Lawrence Stanforth is reporting in the Times Union that TCI of New York held a small reception on Monday to formally acknowledge the construction of its new transformer processing facility in Coeymans, in Albany County. The building is expected to be completed by summer's end on land visible from the state thruway. TCI President Brian Hemlock and Republican Assembly Member Pete Lopez of Schoharie spoke to a crowd of 50 about the adversity TCI has overcome to make the $7 million facility a reality. The company's facility in Ghent was destroyed in a massive chemical fire in August of 2012. The fire burned for 2 days, leveling the company's 30,000-square-foot facility on Falls Industrial Road. TCI's attempts to rebuild at the Ghent location failed. The company's relocation to Coeymans sparked protest by a group of residents and pushback from the town's planning board. TCI breaks down former electrical transformers and other oil-filled equipment and prepares the parts for recycling. At the reception on Monday, Lopez called TCI's story one of, and I quote, perseverance and commitment, end quote. You'll find that full story in the Times Union. Finally, Public News Service is reporting that advocates for the homeless say the New York State Education Department continues to disobey a federal act that protects against the disenrollment of schoolchildren whose families are in the process of appealing their homeless status. Mark Shearer has that story.
It's called the McKinney-Vento Act, a federal law that says homeless students are supposed to be entitled to enrollment in school while any disputes about their homeless status proceed. Those are called 310 appeals in New York. Despite a couple of court rulings that said they shouldn't, the New York State Education Department persists in allowing schools to disenroll students before their final appeal is ruled on, which sometimes takes over a year. This affects a student's stability, which depends in part on access to school. Deborah Berger is an attorney who began trying to change this nearly a decade ago.
I think that it's disgraceful. While you're deciding whether or not the child meets the requirements of McKinney-Vento, the child should not be disenrolled.
A spokeswoman for the Education Department said department practice is to not comment on matters involving litigation and commissioners' decisions in 310 appeals. Many families simply accept having to enroll their child in a new school, and not wanting to uproot them twice, they'll withdraw their appeal, so no final decision is ever issued. As a result, it's hard to know how many children have been affected by this practice. Lisa Coleman of the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty says she hasn't seen other states that, when it comes to the appeals process, have put up as much resistance as New York.
They're still denying homeless children and families the opportunity to both appeal the decision of this education department and also attend school at the same time. And that is in direct contravention of the McKinney-Vento Act.
Coleman's group has twice in recent years represented Long Island families and children and won rulings that she says continue to be evaded by the state.
We want to make sure that kids get access to schools now. And so New York State could easily remedy that issue just by simply changing their policy.
She says the center will continue to look for homeless families to represent in an effort to finally get a ruling that will be obeyed. In the 2012-2013 school year, more than 29,000 children were identified as homeless in New York State, according to the New York State Technical and Education Assistance Center. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
Today is school board election and budget vote day. You'll find information on the times of opening and closing of each polling place in each district, plus the budget details and the candidates running for each seat on the WGXC News website. That's newsroom.wgxc.org. Now for the weather. The National Weather Service is forecasting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 75 for Tuesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 50. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Wednesday, a chance of showers mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 75 degrees. Wednesday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It'll be cloudy with a low around 56 degrees. For Thursday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mostly cloudy with a high near 66 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers again, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. And on Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 67 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:28 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:15 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 46 minutes. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, May 20th, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.